You're listening to Out Loud and Proud, a program made possible by the LGBT and S Alliance Fund. This week's guest is Claire Louise Swinford. Claire is a transgender woman that works with the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, and she is a regular female storyteller participant. This is her story.
It would be impossible to tell the complete story of my coming out in 5 minutes. I easily have hundreds of stories that fit into this. This is one that is really close to my own heart. After a year of exploring gender and transition online, I made the momentous decision to come out and live my truth in January of 2009. At the time, I was living with my spouse in Sierra Vista, Arizona, but shortly thereafter moved to Tombstone. Not the easiest place in the world to be out, so I kept a low profile. And since I worked in the male-dominated world of construction, and primarily on Fort Huachuca, I also made the decision not to out myself at work. It can be hard to meet other members of the community in a rural area, and more so when one is lying as low as possible. So my links to my community were all online. Some were amazing people who I still consider dear friends. Some were feeding me a lot of bad information and not at all healthy for me. But overall, they helped me to build my courage, which helped me to step out a bit more. At that time, I was involved with a mental health advocacy group and not sure if it was safe to come out within that group. Then one day, I was getting my brows done, fully dressed as my feminine self, and unexpectedly learned that the director of the organization went to the same salon as I did. Whoops. As it turns out, she was amazing. My first real ally. The organization had a national convention in San Francisco that year. Both of us were scheduled to go. I remember her calling me on the phone and simply saying, "If you want to attend the convention as yourself, I will support you in that." Well, let me think. A week in San Francisco, away from bosses and coworkers, and the chance to be completely myself? Did I mention this was San Francisco? Yes. 1,000 times yes. So here is my grand debut as Claire. My big chance to shine, and to really experience life as myself. This was amazing. It was huge. This was utterly terrifying. To be honest, I almost chickened out. Then I thought I would bring 2 sets of clothing, just in case things didn't work out. In the end, I had to be true to me. It was time to jump off the ledge and either fly or falter. Now, this is a conference with close to 1,000 attendees, and I only knew a small handful of them. I had support, but still had a near insurmountable fear of this massive, unknown crowd. We checked into the hotel the first evening and mingled a bit in the lobby. To be honest, I felt totally out of place and afraid to speak. I had crawled inside of myself and was just trying to get through the small talk and meeting new people. I remember standing there with the 2 people I had flown to the event with, discussing ideas for dinner. And suddenly I was wrapped in the biggest hug I had ever felt. I turned around and saw family. A transgender man and amazing activist named Nicholas Love, from Phoenix, it turns out. I wasn't alone. He was the very first transgender person I had ever met face to face. And in that moment, my heart changed. Suddenly I knew that I was going to be okay. That I was not only going to survive, but shine. And I did. The week was a whirlwind of good experiences. Better still, I came out of my shell and really started to interact with people. Something I'd avoided most of my life. I was stronger. I was confident. I was living in the wide open. And I could accomplish all of it because I no longer felt alone. I don't know if Nicholas has ever known how important that moment was for me. I do know I owe him a huge thank you. And I do know that the best thank you I could ever give is to pay that gift forward every chance I get. Since that moment, there have been countless others who have touched my life, taught me, inspired me, provoked my thought processes, sometimes just let me know that they had my back when things got tough. All that I am is the result of my journey, and that includes all of those people who somehow touched me along the way. And this is why I view my community as a family, and why I will always be there for them.
Out Loud and Proud was produced in Tucson, Arizona. You can find this episode and all of season 1 at kxci.org.